Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we've got you here, you being James Blake. We've got James Blake here. Hi, James.
Hi. Nice to see you, mate.
And we've got you here to talk about your new EP, Before, which is a very concise, it's very focused, I would call it a rewarding body of work.
Glad you think so.
Yeah, the title track in particular, you know, really, I listened to that at least 30 times. I read that this is your first time you feel really comfortable sort of singing over dance rhythms is sort of how you felt about it. Is that true?
My thing is, with this, I really was just frustrated that I couldn't go clubbing. I was frustrated that I hadn't put a lot of dance music out in a long time. You know, it was just sort of bottled up music, and it had to come out at some point. And this kind of, you know, these songs were all made during lockdown. So it all, yeah, it came out in a growth spurt, essentially.
It seems like, in general, you feel sort of like more boundless. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've come out the other side a little bit. I don't know if that's cyclical or if I go back into that sort of phase of self-consciousness, but I definitely feel a little bit more settled in what I'm comfortable making, and I'm feeling less pressure externally, which is always good.
Yeah, it's interesting. I saw you about a year ago, maybe, in LA, and you played that cover of Barbie Girl, which is something I don't think that anyone would have ever expected from you.
Big chin.
Yeah. How did you land on that one? Was that a statement like, look, we need to reinvent, we need to rebrand?
I think I was a bit f-ing sick of it, yeah. I felt boxed in by a sense of self-seriousness. And that was almost like, you know how volcanoes let off like a little bit of magma every now and then? That was like a little version of that coming out and just being like, hey, like, I know I'm being super emotional with the piano right now, but don't take this too seriously.
Totally. Do you have like a bunch of other guilty pleasures like that? Do you have like a playlist of songs like Aqua that you just bump?
I don't believe in guilty pleasures. I believe in pleasures. I just did a thing where someone asked me what my favorite pop song was. Well, actually, no, the question was a song you wish you'd written. And I said Toxic by Britney Spears. And I stand by that. And there's loads of unbelievable pop music that sounds nothing like what I do that I listen to in the car all the time.
So speaking of creating and continuing to create, I read that you are already hard at work on the follow-up to Before. And I'm curious, is it sort of like a yin-yang situation? Is this a...
Yeah, I would say this is a stripped back thing. I'm really excited about it. It should be a nice kind of, a yin compliment.
Where are you at in the process? I'm greedy. Are we getting this soon?
Yes, very soon.
Cool. Love that. When was the last time you revisited like CMYK or Limit to Your Love?
When I was sat with Rick Rubin doing his podcast. He basically made me listen to all this old music. And it was a pleasure. But it was also, you know, it was like reading an old diary or kind of seeing like an older, maybe more fragmented, but maybe more determined version of yourself. So many qualities and weaknesses that I could hear in myself that I forgot about, really.
So I have to ask, because he let the cat out of the bag, Ty mentioned that you guys are working on a project.
Ty?
$.
Oh, Ty, okay.
Tell us about that.
Well, what I will say is that Ty $, he's a f-ing pleasure to work with and be around.
I guess what I'm curious about is it a full project, and what does it take for you to sort of do a full
project? I don't know what it is yet. We've made music, and you know, we've even worked with other artists on that music, and who knows? I feel like we're really at the start of a burgeoning thing, and it's exciting to see where that goes. I mean, again, it's a privilege to work with him.
For me, another thing that I was kind of curious about is I've been seeing all these people, like Diplo just did an ambient record. I think Tori Moi just did an ambient record. And I was sort of sitting with myself and I was thinking, who else would be good at that? James, is that something that you
would have? I have an ambient record.
You do?
I've basically made an ambient album. I just don't really know when to put it out. So we'll see. But I have made, I mean, it's like, I would say it's at that point where you go, oh, this is an album, rather than just a few songs, a few tracks. But I've always wanted to do something like that. I sent it all to Brian Eno and asked him what he thought. And when his feedback was positive, that's when I decided that I would put it out one day.
For sure. I think now more than ever, people need calm, right?
I completely agree. That's why I actually made it, because I was so stressed and a lot of anxiety, and I was just, all I could listen to was Brian Eno. The only thing that would make me calm was either Brian Eno or Ryuichi Sakamoto. And so I decided to just make a bunch of ambient music. And I used this modular synth, a couple of keyboards, and I just got sick of beats. I just heard beats on absolutely everything. And I was just like, I have to just get away. I need a beat holiday. So I made all this ambient music, and I love it. I have to say, I love it.
But also, very audacious of anyone to be like, I made an ambient record. I'm just going to send it to Brian Eno.
Well, you know, I've worked with Brian before, and he's always been sort of a guiding light in a way.
And what was his feedback? Did he give feedback in terms of like actual pointers, or is he just like, this is good?
He gave some constructive criticism and was very encouraging. Because, you know, it's a different genre, and you're stepping into something that you can't necessarily just nail just because you decide to take the beats away. You know, ambient music can be delicate. So just taking beats away from music, you know, drum beats, I mean, does not an ambient album make. So ended up with all these pieces that somehow could form. I mean, there's like a bunch of jigsaw pieces that sort of, you know, it doesn't actually make a full picture yet, but I think we might have a couple left to go.
Great. Well, in the meantime, we'll enjoy Before. We'll look forward to the yin to Before's yang.
Yeah.
And, hey, we'll try to stay sane. So thanks, man.
We're all trying to stay sane. That's the phrase of the day.
Thanks, James.
Thanks a lot. See you later. Bye-bye.